الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن الروح، قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف پڑھنے respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In our previous sessions we were discussing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the father of all human beings, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, takhleeq Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the method of how Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created in different words in the Arabic language. تراب طين طين اللازب حمأ مسنون. These are just some of the words which are found in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the shape of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was molded and complete in the form of dry clay, it is mentioned in the books of history, tariq, that Iblis came to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and he looked at the model of insan in front of him and he was inquisitive. So he poked Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on the stomach and it was hollow. At that time he said to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, when ruh was not inside him, that this is a weak creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I am given influence over this makhluk, this creation, then I will make sure that I chase him away and drive him out and lead him astray. But if he is given influence over me, I will never obey him, I will disobey him. These are the words, the first words, the mukalama of Iblis in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Enemy number one, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his kalam, shaitan is your enemy, so treat him as your enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in his own image. Khalaqallahu Adama ala suratin. That was also explained. It is not the image of al-iyazu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free and park from that. It is the image of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Why? Because Adam alayhi salatu was salam did not go through that biological progression, that process that insan goes through, the different stages that he is first an embryo, then a fetus, then an infant, then a child, then he becomes an adult. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, Allah created him as an adult, ek pura mukammal insan, as an adult. And this is what is meant by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in his own image. When we look at the composition of insan, what is insan made up of? In reality, the fazilat, the virtue of insan, is only when the ruh enters the human body. Otherwise, he is just part of the earthly material. Insan kis cheez ka murakkab hai, the composition of insan. Bas yahi oxygen, carbon, sulfur, iron, copper or hydrogen. And the two main ingredients by which Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created was earthly material, mud, soil, dust and water. Water was the main ingredients. When there is no ruh inside the body, then this insan is nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in his beautiful kalam. Minha khalaqnakum, I have created you from this earth. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and you will return into this earth. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and you will be resurrected. And you will come out from your graves, from the belly of this dunya. You will come out. When ruh comes inside an individual, that is the time he is hayat, that is the time he is active, that is the time everything is functioning well. He has the power to see, he has the power to hear, he has that ability to speak, that power of speech is there. When we look at the history of Russia, these were communists and atheists, and until today they reject the very existence, al-iyazu billah, of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dehriya kisam ke log. And that is why the Chechnyans are great Muslims, that in the midst of such kuffar, to preserve the iman and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what you call quality iman, incredible iman. The beloved ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they in their labs wanted to create a human being without the natural method that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the people of this dunya. Men and women get married, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with a child. So what they did, all the scientists in their lab, they looked at how this insan, the composition of this insan, what is the making of this human body with the right ratio. So they got everything again, copper, iron, hydrogen, oxygen, sulfur, carbon, everything. They got together everything to its right ratio. And now how are they going to insert ruh inside this object that is inside them? So they came up with this idea that we should give this object in front of us some electrical shocks. So they gave it some electrical shocks, hoping that possibly this is the cause of ruh, and maybe something in front of them will stand up all of a sudden. Yeah. Spielberg kehte kya? Ki ideology hai sab. And subhanallah, what's that that book that has come out? That magic book, Siraj, if you know. Harry Potter. Oh, Allah. You know, I'm so shocked when some of our young ones are just engrossed and just stuck and glued to this book, Harry Potter. And if you look at the book, what is in Harry Potter? Subhanallah. Nothing but khurafat, jadu, magic. And I was reading the newspaper article that this man, kya naam hai iska, Spielberg, he wants to introduce all these ideas into computer games. Again, so that the Muslims, the youth, have turned away from their deen and their religion and from the concept of wahi, to turn them away from wahi and to present in front of them this new ideology, Harry Potter, jadu, magic, the coming of the Dajjal, etc. Subhanallah. So mu'ajizat and karamat is out of the window. This is kufr. And our youth are but attached to it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So they gave this object some electrical shock. What was to happen? Nothing. They tried and they tried and they tried. Little do they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1426 years ago, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, what we read today, and they come to you and they question you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ruh? And Allah says, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that ruh is the matter, a matter that concerns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the hukam of Allah, it is the command of Allah, it is a secret that Allah has not revealed to the human beings. This is a secret that when ruh enters the body, that person becomes alive. Nobody has the knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Very little knowledge is given to you about the ruh. Say that to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the body of insan is nothing without ruh. When ruh is inside the body, that is a man of honor, a man of great significance, a man of karama, the man who has the ability to think, to speak, to communicate. Once the ruh is out, he is nothing. You want to quickly dispose of the body into the earth again. Zameen mein usko rakha jaye bil far. And this is the hukam of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the kuffar have a very different thinking from the thinking of the mu'mineen and the muslimin and the believers. Another example that one can cite in the Quran is the example in the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When they challenged Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and they accused him of being a great magician, aliyazu billah. And so they challenged him. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam accepted the challenge from the magicians, from Pharaoh, Fir'aun. And on that day, when the magicians threw down their sticks and ropes, rasiya, the ropes and the sticks became snakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, now throw down your asa. And that also changed into this very large, very big snake. So big that the bottom lip of that snake and the top lip was to the level of the palace of Fir'aun. That is how big the snake was. And when the magicians saw this, straight away they said that La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, wa Musa Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is the messenger of Allah. Why? They were magicians. They knew that they did not in reality insert ruh into the sticks and insert ruh into the ropes. This was an optical illusion. optical illusion, آنکھوں کے ساتھ جادو انہوں نے کیا. But in the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a reality. Because the Malik of Ruh is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave it the command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Ruh inside the stick of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and it transformed into a real snake, a real serpent. They knew straight away when they looked at the mu'ajiza of Musa alayhi salam, they could discern straight away that this is real ruh that has entered into the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were masters of optical illusion. Jadugar the magicians. These were the brothers of Harry Potter. But Allah gave them hidayat. Why did Allah give them hidayat, my young friends that are here? The Mufassireen have mentioned because they imitated Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in their dress code on that day. The elders who were the magicians, they said to the young magicians that were there that we will dress up like how Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam have dressed up. And because of their dressing and imitating Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his asa and the amama and his clothes, Allah blessed them with iman. So this is ruh, my respected brothers and elders. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his beautiful kalam, inna masala Isa inda Allahi kamasali Adam, that you take Jesus to be the son of God. Why? They say because he did not have a father. They say that his birth was a miracle, no doubt, without the intervention of any male. Koi abba nahi the, unke walida thi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Christians, inna masala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam. What is the difference between Adam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam? Adam alayhi salam did not even have a father and a mother. And Isa alayhi salam did have a mother. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Allah created him from earthly material. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. And this is the hukam of ruh. Allah gave it a command. كُن be it فَيَكُون. And it was in front. It became. So kun fayakun is the amar of Allah. This is the ruh. This is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And insan has got no knowledge. That is why the Quran has challenged the ulama, the sulaha, great doctors, great professionals at the hospital bed. When that person is sick in front of you, and he is breathing his last, call the ulama, call the muftiyan-e-izam, call your doctors. Are bhai, Pope would take the entire hospital with him wherever he went. Ye jo abhi mar gaya. The entire hospital. The best doctors were with him 24/7, making sure that even in the change of voice, doctors would come and check him up. Kya hua ji? Kya hua? Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Pop ke pop aaye, Firaun aaye. Aina ma takunu yudrikkumul maut. Insan, lock yourself somewhere. Go into the caves. Put metal bars in front of you. Put metal bars in front of you, seal yourself, put yourself inside a safe, do whatever you want. Aina ma takunu, yudrikkumul maut, death will come to you. Allah ka muqabla koi nahi kar sakta. This ruh is an amanat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away this amanat. In the case of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, dry clay. And when you knock on dry clay, it has this echoey sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserted the ruh from the head side اور جب روح داخل ہوئی نا حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کے اندر, it came down. It is also said that when the ruh entered from the head, the head of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some of the scholars, that mitti, that soil by which the head of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, that soil was taken from Arz-e Quds, Jerusalem, where Masjid Aqsa is standing today. Bole subhanallah. And some of the scholars have said, the face of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, min turabil jannah, it was the mitti of Jannah, the dust from Jannah, that material of Jannah, to give it maximum beauty, to enhance the beauty of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So when ruh entered, the first action, amal of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as it comes in Tariq al-Tabari, atasa, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said, what did he say? Alhamdulillah. Our young ones say, God bless you. Kya kehte sunne wale? God bless you. Atasa, he sneezed. So when he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. The first words that come out from the mouth of a great Nabi is all praises to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala loved those kalimat that Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a must for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start off their salah after sana with the words Alhamdulillah. Sayyagal? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. And Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and said to Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam, yarhamuk Allah, may the mercy of Allah be on you. Subhanallah. What deliverance from Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deliverance to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with the special mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, this new creation, and the angels would come and they would look at Adam alayhi salam. You see this new makhluk, jinns were already there. The malaika were already there. And this new creation. Hum dekhte hain na koi market mein nayi cheez aayi ho. Kaise dekhte hain usko? Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created. And Allah said to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, that go to the angels that are there on one side of Jannah. Kul salam, and give them your salam. So Adam alayhi salam walked in front of them and said to the angels, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the angels smiled at Adam alayhi salam and they said, Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this is the hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afshu salam baynakum. Spread peace. Spread peace amongst you. Salam ka mana kya hai? Peace. So when you say Assalamu alaikum, you are spreading peace. Muhabbat ittifaq ke kalimat. Afshu salam bainakum. Spread peace. So when you greet your fellow Muslim brother, it should be with the words Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, after that, one can say, Kamcho, oraycho, Sabah al khair, how are you? Are you okay? Fine. But first, it should be As-salam, not salam alaykum. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum. And then after that you can use whatever you want to put forward as words of greeting to that person. Komashtash, how are you? Good morning, good evening. But after as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created. The ulama have mentioned that he was only in one part of Jannah. And even being in that one portion of Jannah, it was as if though there was something missing in his life. Something missing, a gap, an empty space. And Allah is Hakim, Alim, Allah knows everything. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was in the company of Malaika and the angels and he was sleeping. And whilst sleeping, this operation was done to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, doctoron ki zarurat nahi, anesthetic ki zarurat nahi, kisi ki zarurat nahi. Allah's hukam, amr, one rib of Adam alayhi salam, the top rib. I have a doctor in front of me, so I have to make sure I'm speaking everything correct. So the top rib, yahan se bhai. And from that top rib, Hazrat Hawa, the opposite gender, a woman was created as company and wife for Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the knowledge that Allah gave Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, precisely the ribs, from all the ribs that are there, Huzur alayhi salam said the top rib. And Absalallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith that the top rib is the most crooked. The top rib is the most wanka, crooked. Have to be careful now. Sensitive issues are coming. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, from that top rib, Allah created a female. This beautiful woman, the mother of insaniyat, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she was created, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has set an example for us also. He said that the nature of this woman is like the rib of a man. And if you try to straighten that rib, what will happen? That bone, it will break down. It will break. So Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, exercise sabr and patience with them. What are we to do? Exercise sabr and patience. In their natural way, how Allah has created them, the beauty lies for men folks. In the natural way, how Allah has created, beauty lies for the men folks. Now you get those women who want to exercise and do bodybuilding. Can you imagine? Huh? The body chemistry and the physique and everything changes. Ji, main akhbar par raha tha, there was a female doctor, all of a sudden she became a male doctor. Ab khud doctor hai ilaj kar rahi hai, female se mard ban gaye. Subhanallah al-azim. So as Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, take the lesson of sabr with the women folks. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. And Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam was again a wonderful lady. The best partner for Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It was now as if everything was complete for him in Jannah. Bahut sukoon wali zindagi. And Allah has mentioned this in the kalam, in his beautiful kalam. Ya ayyuhan nasu taku rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. Wattaqu Allah alladhi tasaaluna bihi wal arham inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Allah is saying that Allah has created you from one body, one nafs. So when a man gets married to a woman, they are not two different identities, entities. It is two bodies into one heart. This is what the Quran is saying. The relationship should be so good. Allah give the tawfiq to our women folks, to our mothers and sisters, and also to the men that are sitting here. This is the lesson, this is the tarteeb given to us as a lesson in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam saw this beautiful creation in front of him, he was naturally attracted to the wife, and he wanted to get close to her. So Hazrat Hawa said, no, don't touch me, don't get too close to me. And so Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, why? Allah has made you for me. I am for you and you are for me. So she said, no, first give me my mehr. Mehr. Aap logon ne mehr diya tha? Ye acha hai, Hindustan mein jaakar shaadi kar lo, saste mein aa jati hai. Dowry. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, everything was new for him. What dowry, what mehr? And Allah inspired in his heart, Ya Adam, your mahal is to send durood salatu was salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khatamun nabiyyin. And he read Durood Sharif, and that was the mahar of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. Subhanallah al-Azim. And now both of them are in Jannah. Many events have taken place in Jannah. Allah has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ زُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth from the children of Adam alayhi salam, from their loins their seeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them testify upon themselves, and Allah said to them, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Yani puri insan ki shakal nahi bani hui, no body in the form of seeds according to one tradition. And Allah said to them, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Every man, every human that was to come in this dunya testified, Bala, you are our creator, without a doubt. And the first one to say Bala was the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah says, remember what you have said, lest on the day of Qiyamah you say that we are not aware of this time when this covenant, when this agreement, when this contract was taken. This is a contract, this is one of the most important concepts in Islam. This is an agreement, a contract that humanity has taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This agreement that none should be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have given two meanings to this. One is that insan is born upon the fitrah, on his original state. That is why some of the people who become Muslims, new Muslims, they don't like it when we say that they are converts, because they say we are not converts, we were born Muslims. But subhanallah, for a small period of time the direction was the wrong way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again put them to the right track, and Allah gave them hidayah, so they reverted to Islam. So they use the term revert rather than convert. And some of the ulama have said that this covenant that insan has taken talks about the original state. And the ulama have also mentioned that the meaning of this ayat-e kareema is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touched Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and by touching Adam alayhi salatu was salam, all of the human beings that were to come until the day of Qiyamah came out from the body of Adam alayhi salatu was salam in the form of seeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point questioned them, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And all of them testified that Bala, without a doubt, you are our Lord. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is one great event that had taken place in the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Another great unique quality of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was he was a great alim, the one who was given the knowledge of everything. Allah says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ. Allah gave him ilm. And ilm is great ni'mah, great blessing that Allah can give anyone. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah gave him the knowledge of everything. He had the knowledge of every object in this dunya and the names of it. This is a ni'mah. He knew the nouns, the verbs, the adjectives. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah taught insan and gave him the ability to speak. Imagine if insan could not identify an object. And let alone identifying an object, if he could not give it a name, it would be so difficult. Ek darakht ho, us par apple hai, grapes hai, kya hai? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that knowledge to Adam alayhi salam. The harms, the benefits of everything that is in this dunya. If someone was sick, Adam alayhi salam knew exactly what to prescribe to that individual. What would benefit him? What would be harmful for him? What is halal and what is haram? That knowledge was given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why the ulama say that he could speak in all the languages. He had the complete knowledge of this dunya. And it was passed on to his children, and especially those who were the prophets to succeed him. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take the test of the malaika, the angels, inshallah. Just a few more minutes. Ab ghabrana jaye, main zyada waqt aapka nahi lunga. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take the test of the angels. Summa aradahum ala al-malaika. The angels were the one who said to Allah, why do you want to create Adam, an insan, who will cause corruption and spill blood in this world? Hum to hai. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to test and put certain objects in front of them and said to them, أَنْبِيُونِي بِأَسْمَائِهَا أُولَٰئِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Tell me the names of these objects that are in front of you if you are truthful. They did not have the knowledge. Inko kahan ye knowledge thi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them that quality of ilm. And straight away, subhanallah, how humble humility was in them. They said, subhanak, glory be to you. La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge except for what you have taught us. لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Oh Allah, you are the one who has all the knowledge and you are the all wise. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Adam alayhi salam, our father, to test. And Allah says, Ya Adam, أنبئهم بأسمائهم. You tell them what are the names of the objects in front. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ. And when Adam alayhi salatu wassalam informed the malaika and told them the names of the objects, at that point Allah said to the malaika, and this is very, very important, and I conclude the session with these verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah said, Inni a'lamu ghayb as-samawati wal-ard. Did I not tell you that I have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth? Did I not tell you, O angels, that I have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth? وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And I have the knowledge of what you reveal and what you conceal in your hearts. جو چیز تم چھپاتے ہو اور جو چیز تم ظاہر کرتے ہو, I have that knowledge. Subhanallah, this ayat kareema is a very important ayat. A lot of the disasters that take place. Sometimes we have people who are disabled. Sometimes diseases that break out. And a lot of the people question, oh, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this? They were pious people. What happened? What happened in Banda Aceh? What is happening to the Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the angels, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you know not. The wisdom, I am alimul hakim. The wisdom and the hikmah that I have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth. Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam is taking the life of a young boy. And Musa alayhi salam cannot take that. And saying to Khizr alayhi salam, how can you kill and take life out of a young innocent boy? But this was different knowledge that Allah gave to Musa alayhi salam and different knowledge given to Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. If this was the knowledge of Khizr alayhi salam, then what is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So disasters that occur, people who are ill, disabled, diseases that break out, calamities that come, it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing is for sure, my respected brothers, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Anyone who dies with the kalima la ilaha illallah, his final abode and destination is jannah. That is guaranteed, that is for sure. So in this dunya we have both, good days, happy days, difficult moments, troubling times, insan cries, insan has a smile on his face. This is the tartib of this dunya. Innahu huwa adhaka wa abqa. This is how dunya runs. But the final destination, those who go to Jahannam, for them is difficulty, eternal punishment. And for those who go to Jannat, it is eternal joy and happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will continue on this subject. What happens to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam when he comes down from the heavens, and all the events that take place with him in this dunya, and Hazrat Shish alayhi salam, his son, and Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wa salam, inshallah, if Allah wills, in the next session.